In today's edition of the Medical Journal of Australia, a paper calls out endemic, unprofessional behaviour in healthcare as a threat to patient safety, with extraordinarily high rates of bullying and harassment reported by doctors in training and nurses. This after a week when two specialist departments in New South Wales have had their accreditation to take trainee doctors removed because of allegations of bullying. Dr. Nirole Sunderland is one of the authors. Nirole is in the Centre for Health Systems Safety Research at Macquarie University in Sydney. Welcome to the Health Report.
Thanks for having me, Norman.
So what are we? What's the behaviour we're actually talking about here?
Well, the published research at the moment really looks at serious bullying and harassment, discrimination and sexual harassment, which, you know, these are the kind of behaviours that are looked at across all workplaces. But we actually think that this is just the tip of the iceberg in terms of the kind of behaviours that could be influencing how safe patients are in hospitals.
We'll come back to that in a minute. Just give me a typical story that you think typifies the situation for junior doctors or even nurses.
Well, we know that doctors are often treated with humiliation in their training. So that might be they're asked very aggressive questions, and when they don't know them, they're really belittled in front of their colleagues. And that is thought to be a good way to learn, to the point where 50% of medical students think that that is a good way to learn. It's good motivation for them. And that doesn't really marry up.
Certainly rings a bell with my training.
Yeah, it doesn't really marry up with the psychological literature around what the most effective way to learn is. But then the other problem is that these junior doctors are then supposed to approach these more senior colleagues for help in managing their patients, perhaps later that day. And we know that it is a barrier when you've been humiliated by someone. It's a barrier to approach them later for help.
And the bullying that's taken place in these units, do we know any details about them in New South Wales?
I don't think that's been I don't have any information about that. But I think we need to stop thinking of this as an individual hospital and an individual department problem, because we have enough data now from all sorts of different sources to say that this is pretty endemic. So we know it's happening.
So it's not just the stereotypical aggressive surgeon doing this?
No, that's right. We have data from doctors, we have data from nurses, allied health professionals, you know, medical students. And then there's the groups we haven't actually asked before. So the non-clinical staff in hospitals.
And has anybody interviewed the bulliers? The perpetrators, to find out why they're doing it?
We don't have very much detail. And in fact, we don't even have very much detail around the specific behaviours. So, you know,
which is why you sidestepped my question.
Yeah, that's right. We do know that it's generally, so there's some research from the States that shows that the repetitive and really serious behaviour is down to a small number of individuals, and that if you could identify these individuals more readily and target support there, then that may be helpful. But as a whole, the whole culture could do with improving.
I mean, I remember when I was a registrar, you would have to present cases to an annual meeting and to a weekly meeting, and it was always the registrars who had to present it. And if you made a mistake, the bosses were sitting there in the audience having a go at you. And yeah. I mean, you didn't feel terribly good after the lunch. You didn't have much of an appetite left for your sandwich lunch.
No, I'll bet.
Now, so let's translate. Let's work out what the link to patient safety is. What is this, the aircraft cockpit thing? Is that the junior person's got to be able to say to the senior consultant, you've just prescribed the wrong drug or you've just done the wrong thing?
Yeah, that's right. We know that teamwork and good clinical communication is an absolutely essential component of safe care. So any behaviours that interfere with teamwork are going to have a flow-on effect with patient safety.
Now, you contradicted yourself a little bit a moment ago, which is you said this is pervasive, yet it's down to just a few individuals.
No, the serious behaviours, they know that serious and repetitive behaviours are often down to a few individuals, but that overall, and of course, one perpetrator can have many victims. So that probably explains some of that discrepancy.
Now, you ran a simulation, didn't you, in neonatal intensive care? Tell us about that.
Yeah, that was not my research, but it was published in Paediatrics a couple of years back, and we highlight it in this piece. And so they did a randomised control trial of the effect of rudeness on medical teams. And so what they did is
they put the biggest bastard in one arm and then randomised to a nice person in the other.
It was actually pretty mild rudeness. And so it was teams of one doctor and two nurses were randomised to do a simulation, and the expert observer who observed them would either make some mildly rude comments or some neutral comments. And what they found was that the teams who were randomised to be treated rudely performed worse in the simulation.
And what was the rudeness?
So the rudeness, so it was... the observer was from a different country and they made a comment that was along the lines of, I hope I don't get sick in this country based on what I've seen from the doctors that I've observed in this country. And there was one other comment similarly, you know, that your doctors wouldn't last a week in my country. So it was sort of, it wasn't meant to be pointed at each team. It was a generic comment. And what they found was that the teams who were exposed to rudeness did worse, and it was because that they didn't share as much information with each other and they didn't seek help as frequently.
So what are the solutions here?
Well, we wanted to point out that there really is very little evidence as to for interventions to prevent workplace bullying. So there was a Cochrane review last year that really only found 5 papers on interventions to prevent workplace bullying, and it rated the quality of that evidence very low in all cases. And it was mostly, they were very small studies and they didn't follow it up for very long. So we know that organisational change takes a long time, and we really need to follow and evaluate programs for a significant amount of time to see if they work.
So some programs you can complain in safety and then they'll get a peer of the consultant that they trust to give the message quietly to see if they change their behaviour.
Yeah,
and then if they don't, you're coming on top of them.
Yeah, and I think this relates back to that what I was saying before about, you know, problem individuals are a smaller proportion and probably a larger...
So if you've done it once, you don't do it a lot, you'll change your behaviour. But if you're a hardcore bullier, you might not. And I think I did an interview with Vanderbilt University a few years ago.
That's right.
And they actually sack people if they... if they are repeat offenders.
Yeah, so they you know, think that most people should be able to change their behaviour if you tell them, look, it's having a bad effect on other people. And if you then refuse to change your behaviour, that's when the more formal disciplinary action can occur.
And it gets pretty drastic if you get your accreditation removed. It's gone pretty far.
Yeah, I think that step is probably around breaking the cycle.
And some of them, I presume some of these senior consultants think we're just toughening you up for a tough world out there.
Well, that's right. And that's what the medical students say when they say that teaching me by humiliation is good. It's toughened me up. Yeah, but we know that it affects teamwork and it does hinder communication.
Neralee, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me, Norman.
Dr. Neralee Sunderland is in the Centre for Health Systems Safety Research at Macquarie University.